lost something yesterday.
Hey, Nick. Sorry.
That's it.
It's connected and it went blank.
There is a PG.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, here we are.
Oh, you just press these. Okay, cool.
Please. Mm-hmm.
All right, no worries.
Yes, Sakush.
Sakush, okay, yes. Okay.
Chinese or whatever you
want. Okay, well, we'll go on with our next presentation from this. Sakush is going to be talking about speech index, so it's using both documentation and documentation.
So, thank you very much for your interest and for the chance to come here. It's the first time in Australia. And more than half of my life I've been working in Taiwan and Hong Kong, and the other half back in old Europe, which has changed since I left. Born in Hungary, and that's why my name from Josef to Joseph and Josef. Anyway, I'm more used to the Chinese pronunciation now. To explain the background of this whole stuff, I'm working on Formosan indigenous languages up in the mountains in Alishan. I have recorded some terabytes of data in work format. I had this problem of how to retrieve my data, you know, the old way of like the tape recorder find stuff. And the same problem, of course, applies if you are a language teacher, how to relate authentic data with what you are teaching. And that was the starting point when I met Ulrike Glawisch from ETH from Switzerland, and she said she was working in speech recognition, and they were working on a database for the Swiss radio station for news retrieval, but that was based on speech recognition. And she said, well, it's very simple, computer scientists, we can do anything. And then I told her, no, it's it's not so simple. But I suggested one way is to correlate speech and transcriptions. It's a way to return to the original data, not always to talk about the transcriptions and XML and all the formats. That's very important, but that's like building a whole library and just talking about a cataloging system. My problem in the field is how to make the book readable, how to find the words in the book, not how to put the, how to find a book in a library. And so something similar as to what Nick did in your dissertation. But this software just does it very fast and simply, that's what I wanted to demonstrate. And what we learned, in fact, both from the Aboriginal languages research and from teaching, is that we need authentic linguistic materials and fast accessibility, retrievability. So that was the starting point. And then in the first 10 years, just like 10 years of development, originally we just thought of helping me to organize my data. But then we thought it could also be applied to language teaching, and we couldn't find any good software for speedy markup, and no possibility of inheriting all this marking, indexing, changing it into a textbook. So this software bundle or package is, on the one hand, you mark up, and then you can turn it into a textbook immediately, inherits the indexation, and can be used as a teaching material. When I show it, I think it will be more clear. The core function is you have a WAV file, displays the audio signal, displays text commands, then there's an automatic segmentation of speech, but the original file is not touched. that's like authentic, that's the archiving part. You don't touch what you are putting into the archives. And then you can quickly connect, and you can play, rehear, and jump around in the text as you like, edit and save your results. You can work on many hours, as much as your hard disk holds, but it's advisable to concatenate, to chain about 3-4 hours. Otherwise, it will take a little longer, but if you have stronger computers, it's all right. And of course, the whole software is very simple, very small. Small is beautiful. If you use it for language learning, that's a good learning assistant. And right now, it's implemented in Switzerland. They have a kind of a most famous pod club where they teach languages. And different speakers of French or English or Italian provide lessons, text, and they read it aloud. And the speech indexer does a segmentation and automatic correlation so that you can click and hear and rehear the sentences or phrases as you want. It will be fully launched next year. But I think we can get back to that. This is what the screen looks like with an English text. I can show it with an original text. Indeed. And there will be planned developments, of course, for more e-learning. And in the meantime, in Taiwan, we have Aboriginal TV station, and I have recorded the past 8 years of Aboriginal language news, which they'd never keep. So I have hundreds of DVDs, which I would like to index. At one point, it will come together. And those language, Aboriginal language materials, are a good mirror of today's status, or today's form of the Aboriginal languages. There are about 8 or 9 languages mostly used on those, in those broadcasts. And maybe for that video indexing, we could use this if there is more energy to do that, if we have more financing. And Ulrike still has time and her helpers. Now, of course, if you are interested, I can give you copies you can download from the internet. For the language learning for teachers, for institutions, because it's the other version is connected with that commercial Anosoft software that costs money, but this one you can get it from us if you like it. And then it takes some time to get used to it, but it might be quite useful. I want to thank to Ulrike Glavich, the programmer, her boss, and these students who spent 2 or 3 years on programming the whole software. And now I show you how it works. I hope we have sound. So here you have the software, which has an audio, text, and then now I will load a WAV file. Which language do you like? German or an Aboriginal language?
Okay, sorry. Yes.
Pardon? Okay, I try with a open a WAV file, and I prepared like this Xarowa language, which has about 10 speakers in Taiwan, one of the oldest Austronesian languages. I made the recording about 15 years ago. And now what I have here, and then I also made a transcription, so I can also load the text. And I already wrote a Chinese translation, so I open the text, which is, I call it flood text, it's the story of the flood. And then I can make a segmentation, or open, which I did. Make a new, it's better. Here is a segmentation interface where I can play with the parameters, whether there is background noise or music, or so that it concentrates on the sound. I just tell him a starting point, new, and then the 1 hour will be segmented. now it's got up. And here I can extend the selection when I'm playing so that it is not so sharp. For example, I give 400 milliseconds to the, and I can play now.
Arinania.
Arinania, does it, you see the first word?
Man. Mapitusu. Waru Chesa. Masu Ari.
Back to.
Masu Urasa. Masu Ari.
Now, don't worry about my incorrect transcription. That can be modified, and you can make as many. The way it works and how fast and clean it works, that's the important point. And now I made an index already, I can load it, and then we go back how we did it. For example, flood index. Yeah. Now, when I indexed the whole file, and then I want to look for a word, search, find. And for example, okay, the word Ahlama. It means an old person, old man. The story is about the flood, when the old people went up to the top of the mountain and they had no fire, and that way the ancestors got fire. Ahlama is ancestor. Here you have all the concordance, but now you can hear
Ahlama kiriri.
So you can hear now all the instances.
Ahlama mi kiriri ka patutipunka ahlama ka kanaga amya imisenaka ahlama.
And here you have the sound. And then you can save all this for many hours, and all the other
ahlama,
all the other things are just extension of this, of these basic functions. Because if you save this for many hours, you can make a so-called project where you save all the files together, give it a name, and then you can always come back. So when you are working on a dictionary and you want to connect the real material, then you can immediately interconnect. That's the logic, how it works. With the function keys. Now, for example, I go down, I think I have indexed already this whole, oh, that's what I indexed. I will do now German text, because that will be, let me see, close with, no. And you can open many, many instances of this software on your screen at the same time, so you can work many files. No, I open it again, the speech indexer. You see, there are newer versions, and this is this version is what I find is the most practical to use for to demonstrate. I go to my desktop. And then desktop. Here I have some files. This lead from the Glocke. So this is a poem. Open the text. This lead. A text format is UTF-8. That means it's an XML. File, you can add what you want, and you can neatly keep your original stuff separate. Nothing is changed. I can also show you the, let me see, for example, an index file which generates what it looks like. Let me see, for example, the index file. It's just the XML file. This is what it generates while I'm doing the indexing. The text and audio according to the time marker. Let me see. So here I had it. It disappeared. Oh, time is up, isn't it?
No,
okay. Yeah, this is the sleep from the clock. Now I can do a generate in a new index, for example, from here. And maybe I extend it a little bit so that.
Von Friedrich Schiller, gelesen von Felix, LibriVox.org. Vivus voco, mortus plango, fulgura frango.
And if I want to hear it again?
Fulgura frango. Fulgura frango.
Or go back.
Mortus plango, fulgura frango. Festgemauert in der Erde steht die Form, aus Lehm gebrannt. Heute muss die Glocke werden. Frisch Gesellen sei zur Hand.
I go back and show you how I index. Just to let me see.
Von Friedrich Schiller für LibriVox.org. Vivus voco.
I would like to connect this. Okay. But you see, I need to connect. Then I just click this one.
Vivus voco, mortus plango, fulgura frango.
And this will be one unit. And then control I, and this is connected. And it's set. And I can modify any time because it will recount all the fit stuff. And then the next.
Festgemauert in der Erde.
This is nice. Just one. Control I.
Steht die Form.
Now again.
Steht die Form. Aus Lehm gebrannt. Heute muss die Glocke werden.
Heute muss die Glocke werden. And when you are well experienced, then you can do it very fast. And you can, of course, in the selection of the phonetic part or the sound part, you can zoom in, zoom out. You can also look for a connection of vowels and copy paste on your phonetic software. When you want to do the whatever you want to do on research. I mean, if you are a phonetician or phonologist. I can do some more. But for example, now if I'm looking for D, sorry.
2 minutes. Two.
Better?
Two.
2 minutes. Okay. It's not dicey. And then here, click. Oh, sorry. 2 minutes. I think for those who are interested, I can show it more.
Steht die Form aus Lehm gebrannt.
So, this is what it does, and the functions I can show. Yes. Load audio and text file, as they will be saved. Then it will be segmented automatically, but you can change the parameters depending on the quality of your recording and so. Then these are the parameters you can change, and you have the speech segment, post segment. You can split, connect together the phrases that you want to save on search. Sometimes people split unnaturally, more naturally, and then you want to keep them together, and then you can do all that for the indexing. But the original will not be changed. And then create the indices, set index, control X over the icon, and then play, remove index, you can modify. And you can also two or more speakers. For example, if I record a dialogue, then I give them different color marking. And I can just choose just to listen to one of the speakers, just to, I can suppress the other one. Then the new speaker on the transcription, it will have a different color. and like red or blue. And then, of course, the most important is if I save them together as one project, one package, then if I don't save it, it will be gone. And then you can always create a new project, keep the files on the same place, and then we can search. Then we can export it to Concordancer across archives. And then that's it. Thank you very much. I haven't. What we were thinking at that time, and we stumbled to that, is that if we have the PostFinder, which is quite refined, and it can find, well then that is help enough. But I haven't looked at that.
Well, if you're saying you've got, mm-hmm. with the broadcast media that you recorded, yeah. Do you have transcripts of that as well?
No. So what I can do, of course, with this, that instead of having a transcribed one, I can just set markers.
Yeah.
For example, I'm interested in this and this word. So you can use it, this software, for courtroom transcription,
yeah.
For shorthand, and you can refine at what point did he say that he didn't kill, or what? How did he say that? So, or discourse analysis, that's the thing. But the point was at that time that they believed in the possibility of speech recognition, and I said at first we should build up a huge database of data which is somehow interrelated, and later on it can be used a serpentine to climb the mountain of the. But I haven't heard about that. Okay, yes. If you are interested, of course, you can test it in your, yeah.
The search, does it only search for exact characters, or
yes,
can
exact
you use
of course,
regular expressions?
It's usually for one word characters, because it's just a simple concordancer. What we can do on a different software, you can already prepare your own search, and then you can load a word list, what you prepared, and you can search according to that word list, because it's the search function can be done by other concordancing software. It does not need to be built in into this, because I needed to keep it as simple as possible to work on any computer in any field condition. How I use it, very simply, when I record longer talks or monologues, I quickly make a segmentation, and then I just need to click, and it comes one by one, and they translate or explain to me one by one. I don't need to segment again and again. It's very hard, especially if you understand the language, so half-half, where to put the segment. And it comes usually in an intonational unit where you have a break and then it's translated. So I don't have it here present, but it's just like if you, this is a poetic text, but if I would ask somebody, let me see, index, I would ask somebody to, yeah, this is the whole one.
Heute muss die Glocke werden.
And then translate.
Frisch gesehen sei zur Hand. Von der Stirne heiß rinnen muss der Schweiß.
So I don't need to pay attention to how far I play. I just click, 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 and go back and forth for the informant, for explanation, translation. And when I have, when I'm doing the transcription at home, and if I have a problem, then I put a question mark, and when I get back to the field, click the question mark places, and I immediately know which places were unclear or whatever. That's a practical use. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The underlying format, you're using a standoff markup of the text. So what happens when you change the text here? If you're a transcription, you have to add some extra words.
You can edit.
Recalculating all of the...
Yes, yes. And what it means always that if you edited it, you just resave the index. You save the index again. Yeah. It recalculates. Yeah.
Why did you choose standoff markup?
Well, I think that was the easiest at that time for the programmer.
Yep.
So, because of the time and text alignment, we didn't want to. We tried, and we had problems of shape and whatever changes, new line and different line, and it got out of space, but it recalculates all the time. Mm-hmm. Because of programming simplicity. Sorry.
Yes? I was just wondering, we've got a couple of minutes, if you'd like to expand a little on how it gets used in the education context or teaching context that you talked about.
Okay. When you deal with authentic materials for the teaching context, there's a lot of talk about the advanced learner or intermediate learner who wants to be in control himself. And this company also in Switzerland, I click to it in a moment. Just they have a web-based learning method, and that is one. But the self-learners can also use it. I play it. Just a moment. And I go to that. Because I made a demo. Demo speaks for itself. So this is the podcast here.
Learning English with podcast.
My pub quiz question last time asked you for the name of a Celtic language. Congratulations to Michelle. Congratulations to Michelle. Congratulations.
and it will be
which was
automatically
Cornish. It's the old language of Cornwall.
Yeah. It will be automatically implemented for 4 or 5 languages which they offer each week, this kind of podcasts.
Okay.
So it's kind of an automation of some kind of segmentation, preparation of the materials, and retrievability. That's what the learner does. It's more like the autonomous learner, people who like. Otherwise, the podcast, you know, otherwise you just listen to the text, but you don't know, or listen to the sound, but you don't know where you are in the text.
Yeah.
You cannot retrieve.
Yeah, that's right.
But the same kind of technology, it's quite difficult to implement it, as I say, because even if the commercial software offers the segmentation, but there is no clear recognition, because most of these speakers are natural speakers, not those model speakers. And it would be nice if we could have that for indigenous languages in the same way, podcasts for the native languages, for example, in Taiwan.
Mm.
I had that idea, but right now the development going other directions, because it's more like, according to the old pedagogical model, we write textbooks, we write on one model for each language. That's the method now in Taiwan. But On a higher level, we will meet, because I have the stories, recorded the stories from the older people who have passed away in the meantime. And when these children will reach the level of intermediate mother tongue learners or advanced, then they will need to have access to the stories of the of their great-grandfathers or grandfathers. Mm-hmm. And then the text analyzed so far will be used for their own mother tongue teaching. And the markup is useful in that case.
Nice.
For them to double side the two blades of that one knife.
Very nice.
Thank
well,
you.
We've run out of time, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And if you are interested, just talk to me and download, and you can get it.